Hey, let's make sure the compass is spinning and the DG is spinning. Turn coordinator is turning.
As our pilot readies the tiny airplane for takeoff, Foresters Bill Davidson and Kyle Lombard fasten their seatbelts and secure their headphones. There's not much elbow room in the Cessna 206 we'll spend the next 3 hours in, flying careful parallel lines across southwestern New Hampshire. Today's flight is one of five annual survey trips Davidson and Lombard use to keep track of New Hampshire's forests from the air. The cabin of the little plane is about the size of a Mini Cooper. As I quickly learned, things feel really snug once you're inside.
Tamar, have you been in a small plane before?
No, it's my first time.
I may have to disappoint you, there is no beverage service.
We make our way down the runway at Concord's Municipal Airport. The plane lifts off, and after a few minutes, the city fades. The golden dome of the State House and the Market Basket parking lot fall away. From the air, it's hard to tell there's anything besides trees. Lombard says it feels really different than driving.
When you look out across there, you can really see why New Hampshire is the second most forested state in the country.
Yeah, it's like a blanket.
Yep. If it's not paved, it's got trees on it.
Once we level off, it's time to get to work. Lombard looks out over the right wing of the plane, and Davidson looks left, searching for groups of trees that look sick. Missing leaves, brown patches, anything that looks off. Davidson spots the traces of spongy moth caterpillars, which have been eating the state's oaks.
You can see there's patches of that brown scattered all across the landscape, and pretty much all the oaks in this area have been defoliated, so wherever they are, the caterpillars find them and eat them.
Spongy moths stripped 50,000 acres last summer, and they're at it again this year. Another bug Davidson has his eyes out for is the emerald ash borer. He's seeing lots of that damage on today's flight.
The trees that are infested with emerald ash borer die quickly, and so you'll have dead ash trees scattered across the landscape, and those appear as kind of skeletons of trees scattered throughout the forest.
The two foresters sketch out all the damage they see on a pair of rectangular touchscreens that kind of look like iPads. The small emoji airplane moves across a digital map of the forest as we fly, like in-flight Google Maps. Using a stylus, they outline areas of injured trees and mark down what caused the issue. But despite being affectionately nicknamed the Bug Patrol, they say it's not just bug damage they're looking for.
One year we mapped some softwood discoloration, and when we went and ground-checked it, it turned out it was domestic pig damage.
The pigs only got to about 5 acres of forest, but some of the damage they record is much larger, like the hundreds of thousands of acres hurt by an ice storm in 1998. Back then, Lombard says his team did their work with laminated maps and colored pens. Soon, it could be drones and satellites instead of humans and airplanes. And not everybody would miss it. By hour three, the tiny plane is uncomfortable, hot, and sort of claustrophobic. It can make you feel a little green.
Normally some degree of nauseous, ranging from like slightly to heavily, and eating is the last thing I want to do.
But despite the nausea, Lombard says he'd miss some parts of the job, especially the unique aerial perspective.
I'm in meetings all the time, and people are always worried about this, that, and the other thing with the forest, and it's like, wow, you really need to take a little small airplane ride, and just so you get some perspective on how much forest there is, and how green it is, and just how much forest ecosystem we have to manage.
Even as the technology changes, Lombard and Davidson will still be looking out for the trees. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Mara Hoplamazian.